From Quality Radio Productions, it's another edition of Classics and Beyond. I'm Jake Longwell. We'll open today's program with the second piano concerto of Sergei Prokofiev in G minor, opus 16. The work was initially composed in 1912 and completed in 1913. Unfortunately, the script for the original concerto was destroyed in a fire around the time of the Bolshevik Revolution. Prokofiev reconstructed the second piano concerto in 1923 after completing his third concerto, and he remarked upon completion of the reconstruction that he had rewritten the work so much to the point where it could have easily been considered concerto number 4. In fact, his fourth piano concerto would not come until 1931, and that work is a unique work in its own right, as it's composed for the left hand, as the work was originally composed for the one-armed pianist Paul Wittgenstein. Getting back to concerto number 2, the work is dedicated to the memory of Maximilian Schmidthoff, a close personal friend of Prokofiev at the St. Petersburg Conservatory. Mr. Schmidthoff took his own life, sadly, in 1913. The work is in four movements: Andantino Allegretto, Scherzo Vivace, Intermezzo Allegro Moderato, and Finale Allegro Tempestuoso. Michel Beroff is the featured soloist on piano with the Gewandhaus Orchestra of Leipzig under the direction of Kurt Masur. We just heard the reconstructed version of the second piano concerto in G minor, opus 16, of Sergei Prokofiev, in four movements: Andantino Allegretto, Scherzo Vivace, Intermezzo Allegro Moderato, and Finale Allegro Tempestuoso, respectively. As performed by Michel Beroff on piano, with the Gewandhaus Orchestra of Leipzig under the direction of Kurt Masur. From a triple LP set released in 1974 on His Master's Voice, the album Prokofiev, Five Piano Concertos, containing all five piano concertos of the composer, as well as his overture on Jewish themes for clarinet, string quartet, and piano. You are listening to Classics and Beyond. I'm Jake Longwell. If you'd like to get in touch with the program, you can do so by email. The address is qualityradioproductions@gmail.com. And if you want more information about Classics and Beyond, such as detailed program playlists, or if you want to listen to this and previous episodes in the series again, then please visit our website, qualityradioproductions.blogspot.com. This is Classics and Beyond 1619. For our second and final offering this hour, we'll turn to the classical guitar and music of Colombian composer Gentil Montaña, who lived from 1942 to 2011. He was not exposed to classical music until his early 20s, the early 1960s. He grew up, listening to and playing popular music of Colombia. The music of Colombia, both popular and classical, derived from various musical influences, including Spanish, African, and Native American. We'll listen to Montaña's Suite Colombiana for classical guitar, number 3. We don't have a specific date for this composition, but we can surmise that it was composed probably during the last three decades of the 20th century. The work is in five parts or movements: Canción de Soñador, Nunca te olvido, Daniela, German, or perhaps that should be German in Espanol, and the final movement, Poro, performed here by guitarist José Antonio Escobar. Thank you.
Thank you.
music of Colombian composer Gentil Montaña, his Suite Colombiana No. 3, a five-part piece for solo classical guitar. We listened to Canción de Soñador, Nunca Te Olvido, Daniela, Germán, and Poro, respectively, as performed by guitarist José Antonio Escobar, from a 2015 Naxos compact disc, the album Guitar Music of Colombia, the album containing two pieces by Montaña, his Suite Colombiana No. 2 and No. 3, which we just heard, as well as the Suite Ernestina, a more recent work by Lucas Savoy, and Bambuco en Mi, a 1967 piece composed by Adolfo Mejia. A very interesting look into the classical guitar music of Colombia, a country that we don't hear too much from in terms of classical music, at least here in the U.S., unfortunately. And with that, we come to the end of this hour of the program. I'm Jake Longwell. Thank you, as always, for joining me. Once again, if you want to get in touch, it's qualityradioproductions@gmail.com and the website, qualityradioproductions.blogspot.com. Please join me again when you can for another exploration of the wide and varied world of classical music. Classics and Beyond is distributed by Quality Radio Productions.